All right, let's go. Baruch Hashem, we're now Perek Revi, page 88, and it's gevaldik feeling. It's a gevaldik feeling that we keep you know moving along here, persevering on the fourth Perek. It's really really geschmack. So machalas atzlus vahitrapus utrupatan. So laziness and a subcategory lethargy, and what we're gonna do about it. Oh, baby. Laziness is the most harmful, the most damaging machla. And it's the most common fault, is the most common found amongst young people today. Today, back then, and certainly right now. Just like any deficiency, any fault, it varies between one teenager, one youth, and another. Yesh narshu atzel gamor. There could be a nahu who's completely lazy, thick and through. Oev lishon, sound familiar. Loves to sleep. Harbe v'lalech is batel v'chol avoda love lamasa. He loves to sleep and just does nothing. And any type of work is a burden. Any type of effort is a tremendous a drag. Teirutzim shonim lo al kol davar. He has an excuse for everything. Why he didn't do this? Oh, because of that. Oh, because of that. This, that. Always an answer. Always a teirutz. Always an excuse. K'mo shemar pasuk amar atzel shachah baderech ari ben arechavos. The lazy person says there's a line along the way. There's a line in the streets. There's always something. I couldn't make it because of this. I couldn't attend because of that. Excuse after excuse after excuse. But the common denominator is laziness. Tamidu tzadik beinav. He's very righteous in his eyes. Kevin shemale teritzumhu. Because he always has an answer. He's always justified. He's always right. Because he always has an answer. Uvecholish gadol mimenav oved. And anybody that's greater than him that actually works on himself. Hu motzi tamid chesronos. He's always finding fault in that person. Kedeli yisharet etzmo belibo. To make himself feel good. Sound familiar again? Anybody that does work, anybody that does put in effort, they say, he's not so great. He does this, he does that. Always trying to deflate the balloon. Always looking to make himself feel better. He doesn't get embarrassed. He doesn't have jealousy of them because he doesn't work like them. Because he's making excuses. He's always making excuses. Why he's coming up short. Why he's not putting in the effort. Why he's not putting in the grit, the grind, and the schwitz. And anybody that does work, they're a loser. They're not. They're for show. It's shtick. It's for this person. They're not stark. Fill in the blank. But what is it doing? It's excuse. And chevra, be honest. Prioni, chevra. My mom, it just hit me now. Siyata d'shmaya. I see it all the time. I really see this all the time. Certain people will say, somebody that's really working, it's just shtick. It's not real. It's not sincere. And what are they saying? I'm not willing to put in the work like them. I'm going to remain lazy. I'm going to remain the same I am. Because what I have to do, I have to put the other person down. Because then I'll feel better about myself. Let's say he has inspiration. He finally gets a little bit on fire. Ad mehera yile. It quickly goes away. The first two weeks of the Zman, he'll schwitz, he'll grind, but that'll be it. And that's why I'm so impressed, by the way, with this Chevra. A lot of people, we love everybody, might start off in the night Seder, but if we look here, we're still going strong. That's very impressive. We're still going strong, and that's what it is, not to be lazy, but to keep putting in the effort day in and day out. If you have this mida, akor na ota mehera, get rid of it now. Akor v'sharesh achareha, uproot it immediately. Meusa buzuyahi, it's terrible, it's repulsive, it's shameful. Ukarakav batzamos at the kol imchala, it rots the bones, it destroys us internally. If we have this mead of laziness, it's not a joke, it's not funny. It's something to uproot immediately, to work on now, to really, really discard. One more paragraph, next page. Oh, wow, the whole chevra is here. Anei na li bacha atzel. Answer me now, he says. He always challenges. Answer me now, lazy youth. Are you better than the world? Hashemish vayarech ovdim et avorasam b'li hefsek. The sun, the moon, they work without any break. Avet haaretz chorshim misadrim v'zorim. The earth, we plow it. We put more work on it. We seed it. V'et kocha lushada no tenes b'avorasa shebakar shemaleh lismoch v'legadil. And in turn, what does the earth do? It gives forth its produce, its strength, its energy, that which Hashem commanded it to produce. Everybody's working. The sun, the moon, the earth. Hashor v'hasus v'chol behema. The ox, the horse, all animals. Kulam v'kol kochotem ovdim. Everybody's working. Everybody's grinding. Everybody's putting in the effort. V'raka brios ha-mazikos v'chayos ha-torfos hein ha-chos batel. The harmful creatures, the predatory animals, they're the only ones that are lazy and waste their day away. And they want to pounce on each other and consume each other and go all out after each other. Why are you like these predatory animals? Why are you idle like them? Do nothing like them. Walk in the earth and do nothing like them. So says the Rebbe, laziness is extremely harmful. And if we have this mida in us, the time is now to start thinking about, wow, I am pretty lazy. I spent my entire Sunday doing nothing. And anytime I get home, all I do is nothing. And what do? I just make excuses. So the answer is to start to think it to be real, how to uproot this very destructive trait. Shkoch Gadol.